We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here on The Fan, we are joined by the 9-time Pro Bowler, former Super Bowl champion, and a guy who was hated by many, many Giant fans for all the sacks he laid out of Eli Manning. And that, of course, is the great DeMarcus Ware. DeMarcus, Evan Roberts, how are you?
Hey, doing great. How you guys doing this morning?
Fantastic. First of all, I know you're doing a great thing with veterans, helping them renovate rooms for United States veterans. Tell us more about what you're doing.
You know what? There's two companies that have really teamed together. That's RebuildingTogether.com and Sears, right? And they're great, two great organizations that are now helping renovate and rejuvenate, this whole vet area here, the vet facility in Washington, D.C., where there's over 19 units where they're modifying today, and really just bringing peace to a place to where we're tearing down the walls, right? Painting walls, bringing in appliances, bringing in new furniture. Because if you're comfortable in your own space, you want to stay there to create some change now in the civilian space, helping them have a great permanent place to stay, but also a place to transition out of here into I would say the real workspace and right. Create some change out there. And one thing I really like about this is there are volunteers that are coming here to volunteer their time. And it's been over 100,000 volunteers to complete over 10,000 rebuild projects. And being part of this is a great opportunity.
That's great. Well, we really appreciate it. You're a patriotic American, and it's great what you're doing down there.
All right, thanks.
Do you miss football? You've been away for 2.5 years. I know physically that's got to be great for you, but do you miss playing the game?
You know, I don't miss playing the game, man. When I was out there on the football field, I played lights out. I mean, you know that. And now have an opportunity to sort of build that team awareness in the community. That's what I'm doing now. Instead of being a captain on the football field, I'm being a captain here with the volunteers and trying to orchestrate things to create some good change now in something that's different. And it's something that I don't miss, especially when the guys used to try to hit on me. Actually, I thought I did all the hitting.
Right.
But, yeah, man, I enjoy it. Now I actually mentor a lot of the guys in the off season. They come to the facility because I've been doing a lot of fitness stuff,
right.
Really getting into fitness and building, people's bodies, why they perform a certain way and how to rehab. And it's been great.
You know, you played so much. I mean, you were out there basically every single game. You barely missed a game. Do you feel like healthy and good after such a long NFL career? Did you come out of it unscathed?
I do, man. Everything that I learned from the NFL, I implement it now in workout programs that I have, for the guys, from the mobility, the activation stuff, where you are in your workout plan, the recovery stuff that they have to do. And when you're not getting beat up, and if you can do that and really be able to focus on that, that's when you can see some big change. And I feel better now than when I even play because I'm not getting hit.
Yeah. Well.
It's crazy. And I'm actually stronger now and older. But it feels good, man. It feels really good.
Do you? I tell you this as a football fan. To me, you're a Hall of Famer. Like, you will get to Canton. You deserve
thank
it. You capped it off with a Super Bowl. You had a billion sacks in your career. Do you feel that way about yourself? Is that something you think about, that you will end up in Canton?
I don't think about it. I just say I put my work in. I put my resume in, and hopefully my resume is enough to put that yellow jacket on. But that's something that I can't worry about. But I did everything that I could to itch my name in stone with the Dallas Cowboys and the Denver Broncos, two great organizations, and hopefully being in itch my name in stone in that fraternity of that yellow jacket.
Did you look at the Giants, the Eagles, maybe the Redskins, but I doubt it because for the most part they weren't very good. Did you hate the Eagles? And I mean sports hate, obviously, DeMarcus. I get it. It's all big
game. I didn't like any of the NFC East teams.
Any of them?
I had to play them twice.
Which one did you dislike the most? Was it the Giants or was it those Eagles?
All of them. All of them, because the thing is, they tried to run the ball majority of the time.
Right.
they knew that I was coming, and they made sure that they keyed on me with two or three guys to make sure I didn't make any plays, but that didn't happen. But I just think that, you know, playing in the NFC East, and you know that, they run the football.
Oh, yeah.
And they are going to make sure that you're going to play an aggressive game. So it was good to be part of that.
How much satisfaction did you get when you were able to lay out one of the big quarterbacks, specifically Eli? Because here in New York, I mean, most Giant fans don't like you for good reason, because they have visions of you coming off the edge and knocking down Eli Manning. You get extra satisfaction when you were able to put him out?
Listen, I think that any quarterback teamed in the NFL didn't like me because I was trying to pulverize their quarterback when I was out there, especially the Giants. Eli didn't like me. I actually call Eli sometimes now. He's like, DeMarcus, I'm so glad you're not playing anymore.
Right.
So, but it was cool, man. Now to be able to just talk to the guys that are still playing, and now have those memories with those locker room memories.
How satisfying was it for you? Obviously, you spend most of your career with Dallas. You go to Denver, which had just a tremendous defense. Von Miller was awesome. Many really talented players. And able to kind of put a cherry on top of your career to win a championship, to win that Super Bowl. How special was that for you to kind of put that cherry on top of your career?
And that was big, because when you play, that's the reason why I played. I didn't play for the money. I played to win championships because I love to compete. That's why, like you said, I didn't miss any games, because I wanted to be out there kicking somebody butt as much as I could, because that's what I just love to do. But then at the end of your career, being able to now hoist that trophy up and have an opportunity to be a champion and call yourself a champion and be the best. And I think we had the best defense ever that year with the Denver Broncos, but being able to be part of something that's great is always a good opportunity.
And it felt that year like Peyton Manning still had the brain of Peyton Manning, but he wasn't, you know, in his prime Peyton Manning, and yet he was able to cap off his career with a second Super Bowl. What was that experience like, being a teammate of the veteran, the cagey veteran at that point, Peyton Manning?
I mean, one thing that you just said, that he didn't have the body of the old Peyton Manning, but he had the mind, and it lets you know how important the mind is.
Sure.
He knew exactly what defenses were trying to blitz on him. He knew how to control the locker room. They called him the sheriff, and he was the sheriff. I was the deputy at the time. He was the offensive captain. I was the defensive captain. And that year, there was not a game we thought we couldn't win, even though if we even weren't out there on the football field, because we coached the guys up when we were actually in the training room that year. And then we were able to come back at the end of that season to win that championship against the Carolina Panthers. So it was good to be a part of that and play with a guy like Peyton to show everyone that it's not just about talent. It's about your mind and how you use it.
Who is your favorite player to watch right now in the current day NFL?
My favorite player to watch, actually, Shaq Barrett.
That's not bad.
Yeah, because Shaq's one of those guys where he came in as a rookie when I was my first year with the Denver Broncos, and no one knew exactly who he was. And the first game he went out there, he had three sacks. And I said, that guy's going to be special. He was behind me and Vaughn for 3 years, learning everything. Every time he went out there in a game, he got a sack that game. And now him able to get away from that space, create his own identity with the Tampa Bay Bucks, and leading the league right now, I think, in sacks, that's big, because I know that my mentorship is actually going somewhere. And seeing a guy like Shaq is that's awesome.
What's funny about you saying Shaq Barrett is that third week of the year, he's playing the Giants, and he sacked that Daniel Jones four times that game. I mean, he had a huge game against the Giants that day, but he's had a hell of a season, man.
Yes, he is. Thanks.
Tell me again, because it's great what you're doing, about what you're doing to help veterans in renovating their housing center.
Yeah, we're just here. We're rebuilding together to help now renovate and rejuvenize U.S. Vets facility here in Washington, D.C. It provides, you know, permanent and transitional homes, housing for the vets and families, but giving them a second chance to now go in and impact the civilian space, helping them get out of the military space into the civilian space. And so it's just great. And there's 19 units here that we're going to be doing today, from appliances, furniture, interior, exterior walls, toilets, you name it, and teaming up with Sears to help in that.
Great stuff, DeMarcus. I really appreciate you coming on, man.
Thank you.
DeMarcus Ware, the former great Dallas Cowboy, Denver Bronco, joining us right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.